Last week, Senator Bob Corker asked that the U.S. government's representatives at institutions like the World Bank, IMF, and African Development Bank block fresh funding to Zimbabwe until it shows progress on the rule of law and human rights. Corker made the request in a letter to U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew. Finance Minister Chinamasa said Senator Corker had no idea of what was really taking place in Zimbabwe.
So he needs to be educated on a wide range of issues that affect Zimbabwe, and he should not be swayed by the distorted information that he receives about our country. It will be quite helpful for the senator to engage those who have been engaging us, the IMF, the World Bank, and African Development Bank. But we are very surprised, though, that Senator Bob Corker should take this view.
Earlier this week, the finance minister said he would engage new U.S. Ambassador Harry Thomas Jr. once he is accredited, so that the Obama administration would have a better understanding of President Robert Mugabe's government. Senator Corker later said any new lending without reforms could significantly alter Zimbabwe's political dynamics and help entrench, quote, the very same individuals responsible for the country's economic collapse and gross human rights violations, unquote. According to Corker's letter, Zimbabwe owes $1.9 billion to the World Bank, IMF, and AFDB. All have stopped lending to the Southern African nation. Over the past months, Zimbabwe has been asking them to reschedule debt repayment while allowing it to access fresh funding. Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.